You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, inviting you to join me each week on Saturday at 12 noon to our program, Raising the Standard. I will be raising the standard of biblical interpretation regarding Rosh Hashanah and the Messianic Kingdom to come with a Jewish Messianic perspective. Tune in and allow the Spirit of Prophecy to touch and change your life.
G4 Summer Camp is back. Free pickup and drop-off. Field trips every week. Super fun all summer long. The best summer ever. Breakfast and lunch included. Sign up now. $85 a week. G4SummerCamp.com. G4SummerCamp.com.
To register, you can reach us at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced ESE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 says this, "As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." Everybody say, each one. That don't mean just the leadership of the church. I don't mean Pastor Doug, Pastor Kim, Pastor Jason, Pastor whoever. Don't mean Simone. Everyone, each one of you have been ministered the gift of the manifold grace of God. Amen? That means you can be 12 years old or you can be 98 years old. You got it. You can be black, you can be brown, you can be pink, you can be yellow, you can be white, you can be polka dotted. I don't care what you look like. You can have hair, no hair, bald, fat, skinny, tall. You are gifted with the manifold grace of God. If you are part of the human race this morning, then God has deposited in you a gift. Everybody's got a gift. Doesn't account, listen to me, it don't account where you were born. It don't matter if you come from the hood or if you come from Beverly Hills. If you live in a mansion in Palm Beach, or you live in the boxcar of a train, God has put in you the gift of His manifold grace. Come on, somebody. It's been deposited in your life. Come on, touch your neighbor this morning. Say, there's a deposit on the inside of you. That word gift that he says right there, the word gift right there, it's the same word for charisma. There's that word charisma. It shows up again. In other words, I have given everybody my own ability to do what they could not do. Amen. Amen. Woo! You've got in you the ability of God to do what you cannot do. That revelation right there is worth all your time. Come on, amen. That's amazing. You should never wake up in the morning and think, I can't do this. Don't let that come into your head. That means that whatever your assignment is this week, you can do it. You get up in the morning and say, I can do this. I can do it. God gave me grace to get this done today. It might not look like it. You might not think I can do it, but I can do it. I can do it. Somebody shout, I can do it. And the reason why I can do it is because he is endowing me with something beyond my own ability, something beyond my capacity. So when my ability runs out, his ability kicks in and his grace works through me to get it done. You believe that? And then watch this. He said this. Each one has received. Everybody say has received. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 7, Paul asked this question. He's asking a question here. He said, what do you have that you didn't receive? What do you have? Isn't that cool? Think about this. What do you have that you didn't receive? You got everything you got. You got it from God. Because listen, if you answer this question, it'll settle a lot of issues for you. It'll settle all those unanswered things in your life. Somebody said, well, I worked for everything I got. I went out there and I pulled myself up. Nobody helped me. Nobody, like Donald Trump said, I started this business with my own grit and a $10 million loan from my daddy. Some of us couldn't get a $10 loan, could we? It's true. Come on now. I understand you worked. I understand you put in your blood, sweat, tears, and all your resources, but who gave you the breath in your lungs to be able to get up and breathe? Who put the eyesight in your eyeball so you could see where you were going? Who put the thoughts in your head to give you the revelation to build the business that you got? Who put a voice on your tongue and out of your lips so that you could speak the things of wisdom that you needed to speak to increase the business that you got? Come on, somebody shout, God gave you everything you got today. There is nothing you got that didn't come through God. I don't care how hard you worked. I don't care what kind of sacrifice you made. It came from God. God gave it to you. Amen. Somebody shout, it came from God. The truth is, there is nothing you and I have that we have not received from God. See, some of you know this because it was God that gave you peace when you couldn't find any. So when I get the revelation that everything that I have in this life, I received it from God, that means that I don't own anything. That means that I'm a steward of everything. Amen. Come on, touch your neighbor and say, you don't own nothing. You don't own nothing. You say, hold on a minute, Pastor. There's something got my name on the title. My car's got my name on it. My house has got my name on it. I know I own it. Listen, let me tell you something. You don't really own it. You steward it. Because I'm going to tell you, the day I die and they roll me right up on this aisle in a coffin and park me up front for everybody to say goodbye, and you look in the coffin, you ain't going to see my car, and you ain't going to see my house. You ain't going to see anything in that coffin that's going with me where I go. So everything I got in this life, I don't really own it. I've been called to be a steward over it. You say, well, I own my children. No, you don't really. They're not your children. They're God's children. And God called you to be a parent, to be a steward over their life, so that you could put in them the wisdom and the knowledge from what God has in heaven, so that they could become a steward over the things that God's called in them. That's why generational transfer is so important in the body of Christ, ladies and gentlemen, because we really don't own nothing. We've been called to be stewards. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Mm. I know that's a shock for some of you. Somebody shout, I'm a steward. So that means, watch this. That means when I realize I've received supernatural empowerment, this is what he said. I want you to minister it to others. Amen. I want you to take what I've called you to steward and I want you to minister it to others. This is going to get real. Can we get real? When people struggling with their tithe, struggling with their offering. Well, that's my money. God knows I need it. I got to pay. Ain't none of it yours. You're assigned to this house. If you're really assigned to this house, tithing ain't an issue for you. If you can't tithe and give, then you don't know who you are. Because it ain't yours anyway. Come on now. Boy, I got about four people trying to amen. Everybody said, I don't know about this. I don't know about this newfangled theology. This is just kind of crazy stuff he's talking about now. He's talking about my money. It ain't yours. You're a steward. You get that paycheck and it says net pay. That's exactly how much God entrusted with you this week to steward. And if it's in your hand, then you have to decide and walk in faith how to divide it up in a way that brings honor to God. That means how you spend it at Publix, how you spend it on lottery tickets. Uh-oh, did he say lottery tickets? Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. Now he's messing with the lottery now. I got to go. Listen, the deposit that God makes in your life is not just for you. It's for who he's called you to. The ability that God gives to you is not just for you. Look at my ability. Just look at my ability. I got abilities. That's not what it's about. I'm grateful you got abilities, but they're not so you can look good. It's not so that you can get affirmation. So that everybody runs around you and go, ooh, great ability. I know. No, your ability is for somebody else. That's why you're a steward and not an owner. Is this helping anybody today? See, he gave you a purpose. He gave you capacity because you're here for somebody else. The work that God's doing in you is so that he can do a work in somebody else. It started at the very beginning when he told the disciples, go into all the world. He's not talking about get on an airplane and fly to Indonesia tomorrow. He's talking about your world. Go into your world tomorrow. When you show up at work tomorrow in your world, be an ambassador for Christ. Don't be afraid. Come on, somebody shout, don't be afraid. See, listen, when I begin to live my life this way, I play to win. I don't play not to lose. Yeah, you missed that. When I begin to live my life on purpose, I'm playing to win the game. I'm not playing the game not to lose it. There's a profound difference. One side, I'm trying to score. The other way, I'm trying to keep somebody from scoring. See, God's called us to not just steward our life, but he's called us to win. And he's enabling us to win. I'm going to touch somebody and say, you're a winner. I got to play to win. The truth is when I realized that everything that I've received could be gone tomorrow, I still got the one who gave me everything that I received. Well, what about Job? What about Job, Pastor? Job. People talk to me about Job all the time. Do you realize the book of Job, when it was written, it only covered about 6 to 8 months of this dude's life? The dude lived a long time. The book is a picture of about 8 months of his life, of Job really going through the stuff. And even when he got to the end of the stuff and he learned how not to be afraid of what was going through, how many of the Bible says that he gave him double for his trouble? He got double everything back on the blessing. So that means, that tells you and I that even when everything is gone, I still got God. I still got his ability. I can still overcome. Even when it looks like the clouds have gathered and depression is trying to set in, I've got a reason to shout. I've got a reason to praise, because God has given me the ability to live my purpose in the face of insurmounting odds. Come on, somebody shout. He that is able to give it to you in the beginning is still able to give it to you on the other end. Why? Because God started at the end before he started at the beginning. He purposed your life. He gave you a destiny. And he's pleading with you today. He's calling you today to walk the walk of faith. Let him enable you by his grace to step into every promise, every blessing, every place that he's called you to move into a place of unity in this house and do something great on the Treasure Coast. I'm ready to do something the Treasure Coast ain't never seen before. I'm ready to shake this town. I'm ready to turn Fort Pierce upside down. I'm ready to stand up against crime, against sin, and declare that there's a love from heaven that can defeat every foe, that there's no fear, there's no enemy, there's no insecurity, there's no rejection that can stop what God wants to do in this city. I wonder if I got anybody in here this morning that'll stand up on their feet and declare that he's able. He's able. Somebody shout, he's able. He's able. See, listen. Your grace can grow. The enabling grace of God can grow in your life. So what do you mean it can grow? Well, Paul started out most of his letters like this. May grace and peace be multiplied to you.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
See, God wants to multiply us in the grace that enables us to live the life of purpose. There's only one thing that stands in the way. Fear. So I didn't give you a spirit of fear. The truth is we act like we ain't afraid of nothing, but we're afraid of everything. There's literally thousands of phobias. Come on, they got a phobia for people that don't even want to be naked. I figured, how in the world do you get out of the shower? You take a shower in the dark. Fear for everything. Fear of people don't want to go outside the house. Fear. We got people afraid to get on airplanes. Come on now. A couple airplanes crashed in the last 2 years. Now, I ain't riding on an airplane. That's just crazy. I'm on the fear. People afraid to get on a ship because some ship sank. I didn't give you a spirit of fear. Had a bunch of people get attacked by sharks. Had 5 people get attacked by sharks last year, and millions of people won't go in the ocean now. Fear. Don't nobody say nothing about the 2,300 people that got ate by hippos. 2,300 people got ate by hippos. I wonder what they call that, hippophobia? See, listen to me. When the enabling grace of God empowers your life, there's no fear. nothing to be afraid of. You don't have to be afraid of what people think. You don't have to be afraid of what your family says. You don't have to be afraid of being out of work. You don't have to be afraid that some terrorist is going to walk in the mall while you're at Chick-fil-A in the food court and blow you up. You don't have to be afraid. We just got to realize that we're people of purpose. And that God has given us the grace to live the audacious life. The audacious life. Meaning to live fearless in the uncertain times of this world that we live in. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to make decisions for your life based on what somebody else thinks. You can make a decision for your life because God's given you an assignment. And you're living your life for the purposes that He's called you to. You want to know what real freedom is? That's it. The freedom to live your life for God without fear. If you've been struggling this week, if you've been struggling throughout your life, if you've got a mistaken identity because you've allowed things in your life that have brought you to a place of fear, and you're making decisions for your life based on mistaken identity, I want to tell you this morning, there's a place of freedom for you right here at this altar. It's a first step. First step is, God, thank you for revealing this to me today. Lord, teach me to walk in it. Forgive me. Forgive me for making decisions based on selfishness that's been born out of fear. Take my life wholly and completely today. Show me how to live bold. I want to be a part of a church that does not live in regret, that does not back up, that does not quit, that does not give up the fight, that's not intimidated by the culture that we live in, that's not put off by the chaos that we see swirling around in society. But we can move into society, be a voice of peace, be the hand of love, be the feet of Jesus. As we move into the world where there's chaos, we change the environment and the atmosphere that we step into. Because when we show up, God shows up. We're not a victim any longer, but we are enabled by the power of God to change the world that we live in. If that's you this morning, just step out in the aisle and come on up front. Say, Pastor, that's me. I want to walk. I want to live the audacious life. I'm not going to be intimidated by my surroundings. I'm not going to be intimidated by the labels that people put on me. Listen, some of you have been intimidated by the IRS. You don't have to be intimidated by the IRS. Come on. The IRS don't have nothing on God. The audacious life.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Golden Rule Academy K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons. And, of course, sports programs, including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.